This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming at you from a very soggy place. I know many in the Midwest and in parts of Texas are underwater. I completely understand. That's where we start. Wow, almost 10 inches of rain where I live. So I always like to say that this show is what you're talking about in your backyard and mine. We would not be talking in my backyard because we would practically be floating if that were the case. I don't think in my lifetime, and I've lived in a lot of places. I've said on the show before, I've lived in every quadrant, I call it, of the United States, and I have never seen anything like this in all my life, where it's such a steady flow of rain. I understand when people are dealing with trying to bail themselves out and some of the hairy-carry things that happen when you get nothing but days and days of rain and wicked weather. Conversation still flows when it comes to guns and the boycotts and NRA discounts being tossed out. And that's part of not just in Florida, but in other places, the AK-15s, what's being talked about is whether or not there should be another ban like there was during the Clinton era. Somebody who was there for that, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good. The assault ban, you were there for that. What was that like when that went through during the Clinton administration?
Well, now, it was one year before I got there, but I think the guy that broke the tie, if my memory serves me correct, is John Kasich, who is now our governor of Ohio, Republican. It was close. And he went with during the Clinton years. And then it went on. Then I got there after that. Then I was there, Kate, when it expired. And it expired under the Bush administration. And it wasn't renewed. So that was the history of that. The other thing about it, too, now, there's a lot of finger-pointing, why didn't Republicans renew it, you know. And the thing I wanted to point out about it, and this is not to get political here, but it's just to show the problem with actually putting the ban on in the first place. It was barely had the votes in the Clinton administration. Wasn't when it expired under Bush, it wasn't renewed when I was there. And when Nancy Pelosi controlled the House as Speaker, she never brought it up. And her answer, because I looked it up on the record, and her answer was that, well, you know, they had a busy agenda. So that's how delicate a vote it was.
Yeah, do you think
now,
this will
now
come back up?
Different.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So now it comes back up. What do you think happens if you were reading the tea leaves?
Think if it came back up, that it would actually get that particular weapon, that weapon, because we got to be careful how you define assault. You know, I think that weapon used would most likely probably get a ban.
Wow. All right, so while the conversation is flowing, there isn't anything out there yet, but there's some conversation about it. There is also this idea of arming teachers and saying that this may go through. There could be some sort of a vote or a bill or whatever on that. Might be a state thing, could be a national thing. Are we really going to see that?
I don't think that there will be an arming of teachers. Now, they can do it. They do it in Texas. Ohio has a couple of districts where it can be done. California had five. Now they've made it illegal to do it. It had five school districts. But there is a potential vehicle, Senator Manchin of West Virginia, Democratic senator, and also Senator Toomey, very conservative Republican senator from Pennsylvania, have a They've got a dormant bill. It didn't go anywhere. They introduced about background checks. I think that bill, Kate, could be the vehicle for some ideas. Now, the president's raised the teachers, you know, issue, but there's a ton of other ideas now. And due to the momentum of this, it's more comprehensive. I watched, you know, the president today at the White House, and it was quite fascinating, actually, the exchange and the things that he was coming up with, it, as I'm sure is going to make some people with the, you know, Second Amendment advocacy groups had to be shrieking today when they listened to the president. But he's raising a lot of issues. I don't think the teacher federally passed is a starter. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think so either. The as kind of a sidebar here, away from what we're talking about, how about the fact that, I mean, I'm sure he's already said he's going to go, but the president's going to attend Reverend Billy Graham's funeral on Friday. That's just going to be wall-to-wall dignitaries, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. Bush, George Bush was, you know, was down there, made a statement about how, you know, Billy Graham led to his recovery, you know, with issues he had, but it is. I mean, Billy Graham was absolutely a fascinating figure in American history, and a lot of people, I think, aren't aware, maybe they are now, that he actually paid the bail for Martin Luther King Jr. years back when it, you know, really wasn't cool to do that as a pastor, so, but he did it.
Yeah, wow. Wild stuff. And then, of course, you have the former Trump campaign manager, Paul Manafort, who is scheduled for two court appearances this week. And this is getting more interesting, isn't it?
Well, it is. He's the target. And Gates was the path to get there. And, of course, they were linked. But the real target is Manafort because, you know, he ran the campaign after Lewandowski was fired. Manafort came on. And he's kind of the golden prize of it. They want to see, you know, what he knew, and they're obviously exerting every single amount of piece of pressure on him that can be done. And 32 indictments is that's quite a lot.
Yeah, wow. All right, Bob Ney, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Yeah, Bob Ney from Talk Media News. You know, there's a lot of conversation about this deputy running from the school shooting in Florida. In fact, probably anywhere you flipped on around the country where they were talking about anything having to do with the shooting, etc., there would be some conversation about it. We talked about it here on America Tonight. That deputy is saying that he is no coward. Scott Peterson, his name was, he resigned from his position as a school resource officer last week. He said through a lawyer that he believed the shooter was outside the high school and that protocol demanded he seek cover. He said he heard gunshots but believed those gunshots were originating from outside the buildings on the school campuses. So the Broward Sheriff's Office apparently trains its officers that in the event of outdoor gunfire, that you get cover and you assess the situation in order to communicate what one observes. I think people are not really buying that, although they're saying, and his lawyer is saying, that radio transmissions indicated that there was a gunshot victim in the area of the football field, which would have confirmed what he was saying about the shooter or shooters, and at least that's what he thought. He's got to feel sick to his stomach either way. Peterson initially suspended without pay, and then, of course, he later resigned. Odds and Ends coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Check your Google search results lately. Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
ATN, some sad stories and just some interesting stories, including this. I got, and we're going to go to our mailbag segment coming up in our next segment. But before we get there, I got a couple of emails. It's funny, I got a couple of emails from two different people, one from Art and one from Bob, where they said, I know you used to live in Las Vegas. Did you ever tour the Grand Canyon in the helicopter? I thought that's odd that they're both asking that, but it turns out, and this was a pretty big story, that there was a helicopter crash in the Grand Canyon, but this was, gosh, a week or two ago. And if anytime that sort of thing happens, it's going to make news. And you had 5 people that were in the touring helicopter, including some newlyweds, very sad, not even yet 30. And the husband died almost immediately, and apparently just the other day, the wife, her name was Ellie Millward, died as well. And there was a group of people from England that were visiting Las Vegas, and the sightseeing helicopter they were flying in slammed into the Grand Canyon. So you had people that died the day of the crash and others that were critical and didn't, you know, she was one that didn't make it. So awful, of course. And have I ever, and the question was, one of them asked me the question, have you been on those helicopters before? Not in the Grand Canyon. I'd never been on one of those helicopters. But yes, I took the helicopter, I did that helicopter tour thing in Hawaii and over the volcano in, it was Kilauea, over the Kilauea volcano. When it was erupting, it was just the coolest thing ever. And I was on a honeymoon. And my mother, I think it was, told me that you have to, you know, take these blue, it was even called, I remember, Blue Hawaiian Tours, because you'll love it, and it'll take you right over it, and you'll see, you know, you'll see it, and you'll get a better view of what that volcano is like, and especially if it's erupting. And I don't know, I felt pretty safe in the helicopter. I've been in helicopters before, but, you know, there have been lately a couple of these crashes, and here's the thing, I mean, helicopter, you know, you're not talking about you're in a plane with a couple of engines, that sort of thing. I mean, yes, helicopters can crash. They're affected by wind, where they're landing, all kinds of things can happen with helicopters. And this is just one of those sad deals, and they're still investigating that crash. But yeah, I mean, awful. And speaking of crashes, this one was captured on video. And I talked about this a little bit because they were wondering, was there something nefarious that happened here? For those that are playing along, that's my big word on a Monday into Tuesday at the beginning of the week. Sometimes I have to earn that degree, if you know what I mean. It just means that was it a terrorist act? Because there was conversation about that. But the pilots of the Russian plane that crashed and killed 71 didn't switch on a heating unit, which led to the speed sensors icing up and provided wrong information. That's what happened there. That's sad, isn't it? But, and that was a definite factor in this. So the whole flight speed thing on their indicators was messed up. So that caused that to happen. And they had no clue, of course. It took off and then it went down in a field about 40 miles southeast of the capital. It took off from the airport in Moscow, and all the people on board and the crew and everything, they were all obviously killed. So they turned the autopilot. This is what specifically happened, because we used to talk about a lot about flight stuff here, and when we have the other on this week, we'll have to ask him about that. He and I had a discussion about this, but the crew turned on the autopilot after it took off, but then took manual controls back when they saw the speed data, with one indicator showing the speed of 0 kilometers and the other 55. So they did a bunch of maneuvers and it took the plane into a dive. See, so the indicators had them messed up 30 to 35 degrees. And then of course, boom, it plummets, and it was only 6 minutes after takeoff. It just goes to show you, boom, just like that, something like that can mess it up. And it was this, you know, is this pilot tube thing, this vital piece of equipment that measures airspeed. So that messed it up. So the iced over pilot tubes were what they're saying is the reason behind this deal. And, you know, this is the same thing that happened with that Air France flight that crashed into the Atlantic back in 2009. And that was horrific. There was 228 people aboard that. So we were talking about this when it exploded, because you saw the fiery ball go down. Somebody had a cell phone where they filmed it, and it was all over the internet, and you could see it. And immediately, what is the conversation? Oh, this, you know, could be terrorism, because how does this get shot down like that? Did it get shot down like that? And of course, it wasn't any such thing. It wasn't terrorism at all. It was these tubes. And, you know, it just goes to show you, it's like I said, we forget sometimes, but we are flying around in computers, basically. I mean, that's what it is. When you're in the air, you're in a giant computer. It's so much different than how it used to be, or how planes used to be. Now, so much of it stems from that. In a previous show, you know, we talked about the Olympics too, because that's some of the buzz, I think, in the backyard for a lot of people. What happened? How many medals did we win? And the closing games? And how successful was it? And all of that. And the answer is very successful. We had some interesting winners this time around for the Americans, certainly, and the numbers for the Olympics were huge. So people, and of course colder weather, and I think some of the intriguing stories, people get sucked into those intriguing stories, And they pay attention. They get somebody that they decide they like to watch their story, and their figure skater or speed skater or, you know, whatever it is. And that was the interesting thing about the Olympics. And no shock, and I said this in another show, that the Norwegians had the most medals. And the U.S., if you were looking at the medal count, you know, basically, not basically, but the U.S. came in fourth with 23 medals, 9 of them gold. I mean, Summer Olympics so much different than the Winter Olympics, I think, for Americans. But there were some definite highlights in the Pyeongchang Games for Team USA. And one of those included the women's hockey team. The fact that they won, I've said this already before, but that they beat the Canadians and ended up winning gold was huge. Sean White did his thing in the half pipe final, gets the gold medal. That was big, 31 years old. So you'd think about how iconic that is for an extreme sport. He's that guy. I mean, he's worth a crazy amount of money, probably the most of anyone American in the Olympics. So that was an interesting story to watch him go for that. And then there were others along the way, like, you know, Keegan Randall, who was the big U.S. women's cross-country person, part of the program. She's there on a big stage. She's in her fifth and final Olympics. She wins America's first women's cross-country medal, right alongside Jesse Diggins in the team sprint, in a very dramatic moment where Diggins chased down skiers from Norway, the dominant country, and Sweden on her final leg to win gold. And that was pretty exciting to watch them go over the finish line. Was very, very exciting. Just like the women in the hockey, where they hadn't won a gold medal since 1998, and then the U.S. curling team, who came through for a big, giant medal, an improbable gold medal, beating a powerhouse team like Sweden 10-7. So that was another one of those moments from the game. So there's a bunch of them. The last Lindsey Vonn Olympics, and she ends up with a bronze. There was Chloe Kim, the 17-year-old daughter of South Korean immigrants. She did the half pipe, blew away the field, and she wins a gold medal. And she said, basically, thanks to social media, how did she feel after it? She said she was hangry because she didn't finish her breakfast. Someone get this kid something to eat. I guarantee anywhere she goes, she's going to be able to find a sandwich or two. We're hitting the mailbag next on America Tonight.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
There's just so much to talk about with Gary Burnison, fascinating CEO of Korn Ferry. And one of his latest book is Lose the Resume, Land the Job. And we've been talking to him about that, about what people really need to know about how to get a job and how to use purpose and passion. And Gary, would you, for you, it's, you sound so passionate. You love what you're doing. You love being the CEO of this company, don't you?
I do. And I actually targeted this company. So I'm following, you know, what I actually am proposing in this book. But yeah, I do. And, you know, I think we change people's lives and you know, we're creating the new and different. We're taking a brand that is associated with one thing, you know, getting people a job, and we're trying to make it much more elastic. So yeah, I do have purpose and passion behind it.
And the passion's really clear when you look at the books you've written, Gary. I'm an author of 19 books, and you're even more consistent than I am because you've written almost a book a year with titles like No Fear of Failure, Real Story of How Leaders Deal with Risk and Change, The 12 Absolutes of Leadership, The Leadership Journey. Clearly, you are all about both leadership and, as we see here, your passion for helping people to connect with the right job and, even more importantly, their purpose. And I kind of want to drill into one particular part of what you do at Korn Ferry, a big part of what you do at Korn Ferry, and that is you're known as a company doing executive search and recruitment. And I want you to help us understand why it's important for us to build relationships and understand how the executive search world works so that we're not trying to get in front of recruiters when we need them, but actually have relationships with recruiters so that when we need them, the recruiters are already people we know and people who know us.
Well, it's a great point. So it's a tremendous misconception, right? It's kind of the just in time. Okay, I hate this job, right? And so I hate my boss, or I can't wait for jury duty, right? Because I want to get out of work. So you come to that realization one day, and then you start the just-in-time stuff. And one of the just-in-time stuff you do is recruiters. Well, recruiters are not talent agents. They're not representing, you know, Tom Cruise and pitching him for different, movies. That's not the way it works.
And I'm not Tom Cruise. So your point really is they don't work for me. They work for companies that need talent like me.
That's right. And so they, at a specific time, in a specific city, a specific function, right? So the chances of that just-in-time need from a company with a candidate being connected with a recruiter are, again, it's very, very remote. But they are essential in terms of your network and your networking plan. So you want to build relationships with recruiters, but again, it's the long game. You want to do it over time.
And so it's really the same story that we were talking about in our earlier segment with you, which is you take control of your career. You know what your purpose is. Let your purpose guide you towards meeting all kinds of people in the field of interest for yourself. And some of those people are going to be recruiters, but do it now. Don't wait until you need it.
Do it now. And, just go up to, just start out asking people. I bet if you ask everybody, how'd you get your job? And what you're going to find is more than 50%, they knew somebody, or they knew somebody that knew somebody that knew somebody. I mean, that is actually still very much the way it works. And so, I want people to get that warm introduction, but I also want them first to be introspective about really strengths, blind spots, and passion and purpose.
Yeah, when you talk about blind spots, what for people listening, how do you figure out the blind spots?
The best way to figure out the blind spots is through assessments. So, you can take assessments. We have them on KF Advance. But the other way to do it is through feedback from others. And if you have the courage, again, that we think the number one predictor of success is curiosity. Well, if you're curious and you're a lifelong learner, you're probably humble. You're probably going to look in the mirror. And so in terms of that growth, the best way to do that is to get feedback on yourself. So you can do it through assessments, but the way to augment that is through others. Asking questions, and whether your company has a formal way of doing it or you just do it informally, that is the best way to get the accurate perception of who you really are.
We're talking with Gary Burnison. He's the author of the book Lose the Resume, Land the Job. He's also the CEO of Korn Ferry. The website for the book is losetheresume.com. And Gary, when we spoke with you in an earlier segment, you mentioned that you were very passionate about the company Korn Ferry. And in fact, I think you said you targeted it for your next place of employment. Can you tell us what it is about Korn Ferry that appealed to you, and actually walk us through what you did to land the job that you have today? Because I think we'll learn from watching what you did.
The number one reason why I love it is culture. So that's another thing that people ignore. And again, they focus on the title, focus on the money, I want to get a new job. But what they ignore is the whole right brain side of things. So it's actually not going to be your technical skills that is going to fuel your success or drive your failure. It's actually going to be culture fit. And what I mean by that is that every organization has a way of getting things done. It's just like a family. So in my family, it's you don't have to take off your shoes when you come in the house. you know, but maybe others, you know, you have to, right? And there's that protocol that you have within your house. That's kind of the way that it goes, right? The way things operate. Well, every company has that. And people, when they think about, you know, they want to make this jump, they totally ignore, am I going to fit in? Like, so how do people dress? How do they communicate? Are the office doors closed all the time? Are they open? Do families get together? Do they not get together? That whole culture thing is actually, you know, it is critical for a person's happiness and their success.
Right. So to figure out the culture thing, I totally agree with you, Gary. To figure out the culture, it's good to do a little research on the company, right?
Oh, you got it. You know, look, networking is a contact sport. So that's the other thing. You've got to do you got to do your homework. So you've got to go on the website. You got to go on LinkedIn. You got to, you know, look at the leadership team, where they go to school. Yeah, it requires real detective work, but it'll pay off.
Well, and so websites like Glassdoor are that's actually what they do, right? I mean, it's really all about what kind of a company is this to work for. But I'm curious, Gary, once you identified Korn Ferry and you recognized it as a culture that was going to be a great fit for you, what did you do?
6 degrees of separation. So the CEO of the company at the time was a former partner of a of KPMG, where I was a partner, and I did the 6 degrees of separation. I got a warm introduction into the CEO of Korn Ferry. And I did it through the exact things that I've got in the book. I mean, it's following that playbook. And what I found in life is that actually most people, that's how they get there. That's how they get their job.
Hmm. Right. So it's obviously in coming back around and everything we've talked about, you have to play the long game. You have to look for, do the research and look into the company. And that purpose and passion is so, so key. I love what you said, Gary, about waking up without the alarm clock. So I assume that's how you wake up every day.
You know, remember that time going to Disneyland, right? I mean, Disneyland,
right.
It's kind of, you know, yeah, you want that feeling. And, yeah, today I actually did.
I love it. Yeah, I did it today. That's great.
There was a little bit of a hedge there, Gary. You didn't jump in immediately and say yes, but, we'll give you a pass.
No, I was, yeah. Yeah. Today was 6:05. Yeah, that's right.
6:05. I love it. Hey, one last one. I got a great question for you. We ask people this a lot, Greg and I. What is it that keeps you up at night, Gary?
People. Because despite all the technological innovations of the past century, there's a simple truth that remains, and that's people make businesses successful. And so we've got 8,000 people in 70 countries, and despite all the technology, it's always about the people. And it's not just getting great people, but it's getting them to row together as a team, and that is not easy. So it's at the end of the day, it's people.
I love that. Row together. That's another good takeaway. You have a lot of tweetable moments, just so you know. So I might have to tweet some things out. I love it. This is great. Gary, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it again. The book is Lose the Resume, Land the Job. Gary Burdison, thanks.
Thank you.
Ready. ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier and train and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages, and paper.
Yes, indeed. You know what that means? That means we are diving into my favorite thing to do on this show, because I get hundreds of emails a week, which equates to a ridiculous amount of email a year. And thanks to you, you, and that guy from Missouri for emailing me. So on that note, let's go to the mailbag.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Yeah, thanks for that. This one is from Vic, who says, Kate, it's so hard to get away from the news in Florida. You know, I love about your show the fact that you move on. You talk about something, you move on, you say that it's about what we talk about in our backyards and what you talk about with your friends, but nobody can seem to really move past what has happened in Florida. And I completely understand when you see those young survivors and you hear them crying on TV and you listen to their stories, it is just, well, it's just depressing. And I can't believe this is where we are in these United States, that we cannot stop somebody who's crazed and young with lots of bullets going into schools and shooting either 5-year-olds or teenagers. And I know that if you compared all the kids in schools, it's a small number, but even one school is too many. So what is the answer? Well, I think the answer is to have all these discussions and figure out ways to do a better job. And I'm not accusing any school districts, by the way, of that. I have friends who are teachers, and I hear what they're doing, and it's tough. I mean, you know, can't keep the school in complete lockdown. You're trying to give the kids some sense of normalcy, but all kids are used to having drills now. I mean, the drills are common. That's nothing. The fact that you have drills of what to do if somebody comes in and they're shooting, that's every school in America now. That's not a shocker when you hear, oh, yeah, we had drills today. You know exactly. It's not fire drills like we had. So what is it? What is the legislation? What is the background check deal? I've always called for, although it seems like an oxymoron in some cases, responsible gun ownership. Okay, so I am definitely a proponent of amendment because you don't want to take rights away. That only creates more problems, and I don't think it makes any sense. But I've always said that before any of these things started to happen. The idea that you can say, well, you know, we got to do a better job at red flagging the people that could possibly be shooters is almost laughable, though, because often when this happens, you turn to the family, they had no idea this was going to happen. Nobody had any clue this was going to happen, or they would have tried to stop it. Certainly you would hope that. So you got these high school seniors like Emma Gonzalez, who has become a prominent voice out there following the attack. She's amassed all these followers, and she's speaking out about what she thinks needs to happen. And I think that there's a sort of a new voice in town, and the voice is, let's have these discussions and take them further than discussing, figuring out, okay, what do we do? Here's what the dilemma is. Here's what the problem is. What do we do? What do we do? What can we do? We're at a tipping point. What can we do to keep kids safer in schools? How do we do this? Let's move on to another one. This one is from William, who says, Katie Kate, I love that nickname. I heard Sam, I think, one time a long, long time ago from Montreal call you that on the air. It might have been in the beginning of your show, and every once in a while I think he emails you. But anyway, I have been watching the markets, and it's just like you said, the markets bounce and they go back and forth. So when you're investing, isn't it best to be diversified? How do you feel about Bitcoin? Wow, that's like a loaded question for me because I've been doing a lot of research into Bitcoin, into other cryptocurrencies. And it's funny because we do this Forbes Books at Bedtime segment, and I get Forbes in the mail. And on the cover of Forbes this time around is Crypto Secret Billionaires Club, is what the headline is. And it says basically, meet the freaks, geeks, and visionaries dominating the digital currency craze. And it talks about that. It talks about, there's one guy talks about 0 to 1 billion in 6 months. And I read a lot of these stories, and I'm diving deeper into it. So here's the thing. It does not, you know, we interviewed Steve Forbes on the show, and he says there's nothing backing it, so forget it. But then I've interviewed other people and talked to other people about it, and here's the deal. If it starts being used more with commerce, then it is relevant. If you are moving hard, if you're moving it for goods, which is happening, then that becomes even more viable. And what some people will tell you is that the old guard, of course, doesn't want cryptocurrencies because it's not their way. So blockchain, all those other kinds of ways that you can jump into this, they don't want to know about that because, and they say there's nothing backing it because it's not their thing. So I think for any investment, you have to figure out what's right for you. Are you on the cutting edge of something and you feel comfortable with it, or do you think it's just ridiculous? All right, how about this? This one is from Tommy, and he says, Kate, every once in a while, there are places that have free food for certain days, like Veterans Day. There's places where vets can go and get free food. And do you think it's a stroke of brilliance that on Tuesday, IHOP has free pancakes for National Pancake Day? Of course it's a stroke of brilliance. You know why? How much does it cost them to give away however many pancake sacks they're giving away. How many people are really getting them? They go in and they probably get other things. So, yeah, so maybe you go in and you get your stack of, like, I think it's like 3 pancakes. Are you just drinking that with water? If you're drinking that with water, then you're not, it's not costing you anything. Are you getting a glass of milk? Are you getting some eggs? Are you getting something else with a cup of coffee? I don't know. And the whole idea is the pancakes are free, but they're donating to charities. So, like, the Children's Miracle Network, Shiner's Hospital, that's part of the stroke of brilliance behind the whole IHOP thing. And they want to, you know, they've raised millions in the past. I think they've raised like $30 million altogether since the first National Pancake Day. So, hey, raising money for charities for kids, that's not a bad thing, right? Pancakes does sound good, doesn't it? I haven't had pancakes in a... I don't remember the last time I had pancakes, to be honest. But I don't like the short stacks. I used to like to go out. I think it was my mom would take us out. There was some place that had these pancakes. They were like the thick kind, and it was big. It's like almost the size of your plate. So you would eat. Maybe you got 2 of them, but you're not even eating that whole thing. I like those. I like those fluffy pancakes, right? And we used to have them. It was our tradition when I was a kid growing up that you woke up, you weren't opening presents at first. My grandfather would make the pancakes, and he made pancakes and sausage. And he made those fluffy pancakes. Oh, where the butter just like melted right on the top of it. And he used to tell me, because he called me Catherine, he'd say, "Catherine, the secret to pancakes." He'd say, "You throw in some, throw in a little tiny, tiny bit of salt. And he put in some baking soda, a tiny, tiny bit of baking soda, always into whatever the batter was. And, you know, he always had the fluffiest, fluffiest pancakes. All right, one more. This one is from Max. And Max says, "Wow, you did that football challenge during the year. I thought of you immediately when I saw this story about Roger Goodell, the commissioner, who's looking to get some money from Jerry Jones. Millions of dollars, apparently. Goodell is going after him for it. Did you see that, Kate? I think that he'll have to pay because I don't think he's going to sue other owners. He was threatening to do that when it was the Goodell contract extension, so this is his way to get back at him, I suppose, for restitution." Yeah, this goes back, but he's saying it's because, remember, they clashed over the Ezekiel Elliott, one of the star players for the Cowboys, 6-game suspension. Jones didn't like it, complained about it, and was complaining about his contract. So, yeah, it's probably going to be millions stemming from that whole thing. Thanks for the emails. Keep them coming. AmericaTonightRadio.com, a new site, AmericaTonightRadio.com. And thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
One out of 4 people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.